4 years ago, Detroit began aggressively shutting off water service to customers with overdue bills. Since then, the number of shutoffs has fallen. There are new options for people who need help with their water bills, and it's made a difference. But plenty of households are still falling through cracks in the system. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
Gary Brown took over the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department in 2016. Back then, around 50,000 Detroit households were in danger of getting their water cut off.
And the only reason 50,000 people weren't shut off, DWSD didn't have the capacity to get to them all.
That number is way down now. But as of this April, nearly 18,000 Detroit households still faced potential shutoff. Brown says Detroiters who truly can't afford their water bills now have more options. There are different payment plans. And for low-income customers, there's the Water Residential Assistance Program, WRAP. Brown has this glowing assessment of WRAP.
The most robust, compassionate, generous program in America.
WRAP freezes a customer's back debt. For those who stay in the program, there's some payment assistance. After a year, debts up to $700 are cleared. WRAP offers other services too, like fixing old pipes and leaky toilets. Brown says the program works.
We've set up a program that has over a 90% success rate if we can get you into the program. That's our challenge.
That is the challenge. About one-third of Detroiters who applied and pre-qualified for WRAP didn't receive any assistance. And Brown admits there tends to be a backlog in the spring when the city resumes water shutoffs. That's apparently what Evelyn Fisher ran into last month. Fisher lives alone in a small house on Detroit's east side. She's disabled on a fixed income. When she got a water shutoff notice, she called WRAP.
They said I couldn't get any help until September.
That would be the whole summer without water. Fisher says she looked everywhere for some kind of assistance.
When you call around, it's really no help. That's what I was more upset about than anything.
Fisher did get some help at the last minute. The Salvation Army put up money for a payment plan. Even when the help is there, there's another big reason many Detroiters can't get water assistance. People don't have the right formal paperwork on their property. Usually it's because of landlord-tenant issues or informal property transfers between families. Ethel Harris is a good example of how this can happen. She got her home near Detroit City Airport last fall through an informal arrangement with the owner's grandson.
He never did come back. So he said, oh, you want the house, you can have, you pay the tax and stuff, it's yours.
You pay the taxes and it's yours. But the house was already one of thousands of Detroit properties in tax foreclosure. Harris is trying to buy it now through a special program. It turns out her biggest problem is the water bill. Harris got a bill for over $2,500. She tried to tell the water department it couldn't possibly be hers.
It was crazy. I couldn't use that much water in a year. 2 years.
They told her she was stuck with the bill. By law, foreclosure should wipe out any past debts. But Harris cares for her adult autistic grandson and was desperate to keep the water on. So she scraped together money for a payment plan.
It's not fair, but I gotta do what I gotta do. I have to pay in order to stay here. I want to stay here and have to have water.
Sylvia Orduño sees this type of thing a lot. She's an organizer with the Michigan Welfare Rights Organization.
A great deal of people will agree to almost anything because they're desperate to keep their water on, and the water situation is dire for them.
Orduño says she's seen many people agree to payment plans they can't really afford. She says Detroit needs a new approach to water rates, one that charges its poorest customers what they can afford. City leaders say that's not an option. Orduño says the result is a permanent class of Detroiters facing chronic water insecurity.
To say that you can't have it because you can't afford it is totally the wrong approach.
But Detroit Water Department Director Gary Brown insists there's only so much he can do.
We're trying to be as compassionate as we can. At the same time, I'm legally bound to try to collect.
Brown says he can't, in his words, solve the issue of poverty in the city of Detroit. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.